From 2006 through 2010, more than 10,000 people accused of a felony in New York City spent their entire time pretrial in jail, but were ultimately acquitted or had their case dismissed. That's according to data from the New York City Criminal Justice Agency, a nonprofit that does pretrial screening for the courts. Mary Phillips is the agency's deputy director of research. She analyzed the data for WNYC.
In 2010, for example, there were almost 15,000 felony cases that ended without a conviction. And in about 10% of those cases, the defendant had been in jail during the entire pretrial period. So that came to about 1,500 cases.
Those numbers alone aren't necessarily a surprise, says Michael Jacobson, director of CUNY's Institute on State and Local Governance.
Every criminal justice system is going to arrest people that ultimately don't get convicted for a whole bunch of reasons. Because they didn't do it, because they were the wrong person to arrest in the first place, because they arrested them and the evidence just fell short of conviction. There's a whole bunch of sort of legitimate reasons.
The problem is the city court system has been plagued by delays in recent years.
You want to ensure that for those who stay in Rikers Island, who are separated from their families, who are deprived of their liberty, that that period lasts as short as possible so that they get due process, that justice can be done, but it's not justice denied or delayed.
According to Jacobson, people accused of a felony in New York City spent an average of 95 days behind bars last year, waiting for trial. That's a 25% increase from a decade earlier, despite a drop in the number of new felony cases entering the system. That extra jail time costs money. Current Independent Budget Office figures show the annual cost per jail inmate is $170,000.
No policymaker, if you said to them, you know, we have $150 million to spend on public safety in New York City. Do you think we should spend it on keeping people who are pretrial detainees another 18 days in jail? No one would say, yeah, that's a good idea.
600 people charged with a felony in 2010 spent at least 2 months behind bars before being acquitted or having their case dismissed, according to data from the CJA. Nearly 100 spent more than a year in jail, but were never convicted of a crime. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.